This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Joel from Seattle is. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I am Taryn, your host, and it is time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Joel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which state is Hollywood in?
California.
What is the primary vitamin found in plums?
C.
Yes. Chuck Norris was born on this day in 1940, making him how old today?
75.
No.
85.
Correct. The latest season of The White Lotus takes place in what tropical Southeast Asian country?
Singapore.
No.
Pass.
The same name as Pearl Jam's latest album, what accounts for approximately 85% of matter in the universe?
Water.
No.
Air.
No.
Pass.
On a standard keyboard, what number shares its key with the percent sign? All right, Joel, you got 3 correct.
Not bad.
Not good.
Not good. Not bad.
Oh, Joel.
All right, Steve. Are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
Which state is Hollywood in?
This is a trick question. California.
Correct. What is the primary vitamin found in plums?
I'm going to say vitamin D.
No.
Vitamin C?
Correct. Chuck Norris was born on this day in 1940, making him how old today?
Super old. 85?
Correct.
Let's go.
The latest season of The White Lotus takes place in what tropical Southeast Asian country?
Oh, if I know. The Bahamas.
No.
What? No. Pass.
The same name as Pearl Jam's latest album, what accounts for approximately 85%? Correct. On a standard keyboard, what number shares a key with the percent sign?
Oh, crap. 8?
No.
7.
No.
6?
No.
Damn it.
Which Major League Baseball team plays at Wrigley Field?
That'd be the Chicago Cubs.
Correct. Shake Shack began as a small hot dog stand operating out of what city?
Chicago.
No.
Ah, crap. Los Angeles.
No.
Shake Shack. Dallas.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct. which is a win.
Let's go.
5-3. Sorry, Joel.
Yeah, you didn't. You should have given me that major league. I would have got four.
He ran out of time.
He did. He ran out of time. Yeah,
sadly, that's how it works.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Congratulations on your win, Steve Miggs.
Thank you. What was the Southeast Asia one?
Oh, it was Thailand.
I should have just guessed that.
And then on the standard keyboard, the number that shares its key with the percent sign is 5. You were getting there.
Yeah.
Shake Shack started in New York City.
Okay.
And then two you didn't get to, the spinoff of Breaking Bad is called?
Oh, Better Call Saul.
And what is the largest island in the Atlantic Ocean?
Hawaii? No. Wait, that's Pacific. I don't know. The Cayman Islands.
Greenland. Nice victory, Steve.
I don't know. Was it?
Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, if you have been on social media at all the past week, you probably saw this wild video of a kayaker being briefly swallowed by a humpback whale and then spit out again. And of course, we knew we had to talk to the kayaker.
It's the craziest story I think I've read in a long time. And I'm like, man, if we could track down this guy, I would love to just pick his brain about what happened. And we have Adrian on with us.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning.
How are you doing since all that happened? Is it one of those things where like you have nightmares about this whale now, or like what's going on with you?
well, I had some weird dreams like last night. Now that you mention it, but I don't think about it with fear. You know, I remember the moment and it shook me and it was stressful, but at the end of the day it was an amazing experience. You know, it is very funny and ironic to be in that kind of situation. I would have never expected that, you know.
And I understand you were out there on the water with your dad. How was your dad reacting while he sees you disappear into a whale's mouth?
Well, he didn't see that precise moment, you know. He was setting up the camera. And then he heard a noise, a loud noise of water splashing. And when he looked at my way, he said he wouldn't find me. You know, I wasn't there. Wow. The boat wasn't there. So he felt really scared in that moment. But then when he saw that I was all right, that I was like floating and I was awake, the fear disappeared and he just started in the rescue mode.
Now, from your perspective, so you're on the kayak, do you see the whale opening its mouth, or like, is it like, can you like go back and take us back in time and like the moments leading up to it? Then what was it like to be inside the mouth? Did the whale have a smelly breath? I'm just so curious about all of this.
Well, when I felt like something was hitting me from behind, just like a wave, I saw that something was coming very fast and from all sides, and I kind of just could saw the colors, you know, the dark blue and the white, and then it shut down and I closed my eyes because I thought that I was going to crash. I felt like a wave when you're at the beach swimming and a wave hits you and takes you underwater and you spin. That's when I knew that I was inside the mouth of something. I was with my eyes shut and I was trying to hold my breath because it was very unexpected and I didn't know if I would be able to breathe anytime soon. So it was 1 second of that feeling like I was gonna die. Well, I thought about a lot of things, you know. You can have some illogical thoughts. I thought that if I was able to survive, it would be because Pinocchio was right and you can, you know. It was true that you can survive inside of a whale. Fortunately, the whale could not swallow me because they cannot eat people.
Rockaholics, if you're just joining us, we have been talking with kayaker Adrian, the one who got swallowed briefly by a humpback whale and spit back out.
See, part of me, like, I maybe I grew up on watching too many cartoons. If I was inside the mouth, part of me would be like, oh, let me tickle the tonsil and see if I'll open up the mouth. Like, you ever see those cartoons?
No, I really thought that I had nothing to do. You know, I just was going to die.
Oh, my gosh.
So now, have you and your dad planned your next kayaking excursion, or are you guys taking a little break from being out on the open water?
Well, everyone asks me that question. And, you know, I always loved to be around nature. I don't remember this experience with any fear. Mm. Just it's like a strange feeling about transcendence and the message that the life gave me through this experience. I want to keep on traveling, getting to know more places, get to know more animals, more people.
Well, I hope that when you meet future animals that you don't try and get eaten by them, though. I mean,
stay out of their mouths.
No. Yeah.
Bring a snack for them next time. Adrian, we appreciate you. What a story. And I mean, it's one of those stories where I feel like if you told anybody, they wouldn't believe that you were swallowed by a whale, kind of put you in their mouth and then spit you out. But the fact that you have the video to be able to prove it, because I think if you're at a bar and you told that story, people would be like, that is so not true.
Yeah. When I got home, I messaged a friend and told him, hey, a whale ate me. And he was like, that's obviously not true.
I got video of it, buddy.
Well, thank you so much, not only for sharing your story with us, but just for sharing your story with the world, because everybody's heard about this. And it's so great to hear it from you, Adrian. Thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you, too. High five to all those Nirvana fans out there.
Yeah! Let's go!
Thanks, Adrian. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, too.
The Daily Mix Show.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This morning, our contestant is Dirk in Lakewood. What's up, Dirk? Let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs.
All right, that wheels are spinning. Just pass my name. It's on Taryn's right now. It's T-Dog and Dirk.
All right, Dirk. Hello. Are you ready for your first clip?
I am ready.
Here we go. Oh,
that took a second, but now it registered.
Oh, wow. It really does sound crappy over the phone, huh?
What's that?
It really does sound crappy over the phone, huh?
All right, let's adjust your ears, take a breather, and we'll play it again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can help you.
Is this a band that started in the 80s and they have a Shout at the Devil kind of vibe?
No. No, but that's kind of funny you say that because now I can kind of hear what you're thinking. But no, they're so far removed from the hair metal world. In fact, it's a band that's only one person.
What?
No.
Don't. Yeah.
One person?
Yeah, I mean, he eventually got other people to play with him, but like, he is the band. Like, there's, it's him in a hired hand.
Yeah, I get you.
And Dirk, do you want a hint on the band?
Yeah, I'm stumped.
The lead singer's name is Trent.
You can give him the whole name.
Oh, okay. I've got the band now. I believe it's Nine Inch Nails.
Yes. And the song is four words.
Yep.
The final word is what you would use to dig with a shovel.
Oh, head like a hole?
Yeah! He's singing it right there.
Sometimes it's a little hard to hear for these contestants.
Absolutely right.
All right, Dirk, I'm going to do my best. Let's do it.
Let's go. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, my God. Okay, so it's Limp Bizkit. Go ahead and talk. And it's my way. No, my generation. Go ahead and talk. Talk about me. Go ahead and talk. I'm a generation. I knew it. I did know it.
I do respect the creative editing on this, on the radio-friendly version of that song.
Yeah, baby.
Way to be. Good.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something that you are newly a fan of, and what got you hooked on it? 206-803-ROCK. Justin from Ferndale, tell us about what got you into reality TV.
So what got me into reality TV, like, me and my wife watched, like, cooking competitions and Food Network and all that. But we were like, what's this show, Traitors, on Peacock? We started watching it, and, yeah, immediately got hooked. I used to watch Survivor back in the day with my parents.
Yeah.
I stopped after, I think it was Australia, so sir, what was that, season 5? So anyway, got hooked on Traitors because it's basically just pure and utter chaos and people blaming each other. It's fantastic, good watch there. And then the other one I was telling Sarah about was actually, Steve, I got hooked on WWE again because of the documentary American Nightmare.
Dude, it's a documentary about Cody Rhodes, and it is a great watch. Even if I always say this, even if you're not a wrestling fan, I think you'd appreciate the story, but it's a great story about a guy who wasn't really thought of as being a top-tier dude in the WWE, left and created his own destiny, and then came back and is now the biggest star, and he's a big part of why the WWE is right now at one of its hottest booms, because like, they're on Netflix, they're selling out arenas, and a lot of it has to do with that guy. So the documentary is awesome.
Oh, the documentary, like I said, like, as soon as I finished the whole thing, it got me immediately hooked, made me super care about, okay, let's check out the Royal Rumble again, let's check out SmackDown, let's check out SummerSlam, and then I started going through like the whole like backstory of like the Bloodline again. I was like, holy moly, this is just getting incredible. So I'm hooked again, and Friday night it's on Peacock again, so hey, get to watch all of it.
Right on, Justin. Thank you.
I know you're hooked on Cody Rhodes too, but for not the documentary, but because of the lack of shirts that he wears.
I love the lack of shirts that he wears. Doesn't suck.
Someone texted in, and it's Danny's fault, they said. I'm now into emo music. Never gave a crap about emo, but now I listen to Fall Out Boy and Blink 182, and with the new record from Blink, I'm back. I'm big into it. Sorry.
Well, you know what? At that point, it's nostalgia for most of us, but it's still gaining new fans, and I love that.
Yeah, well, you mean like someone even brought up, hey, I listen to Limp Bizkit now. I used to hate Limp Bizkit, but because you guys love them so much, I've been listening to Limp Bizkit a lot more. And when we went to the Limp Bizkit show, there were plenty of people that were at that show that were not alive or barely born when Limp Bizkit was actually popular.
It was so great.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what is something that you are newly a fan of, and what got you hooked on it? Tom from Paradise Lake Road?
Hi. So my girlfriend got me into Dexter.
Oh. So have you finished the entire Dexter catalog?
We started watching Original Sin, and that's what got me hooked. So we stopped watching that and then started watching the original and then New Blood. And now we're back to watching Original Sin, catching up on that.
That is a show that I do want to get into at some point. I know I'm way late to the party, but I remember one time I was on a plane and they had like free episodes on as part of like the watching experience like many, many years ago. And I watched one episode of Dexter. I'm like, what's the hype about this? Like, what's... And I was freaked out by the end of the episode. I'm like, this is too much for me to handle on an airplane right now.
Is it pretty like psychological?
Yeah, it's very intense. Ooh. But like in a good way. Like it again, I'm basing it on one episode. Don't listen to me. I mean, don't listen to me even if I watch the entire season. I have terrible taste in everything.
Oh yeah. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you are newly a fan of and what got you hooked on it?
This one, I feel like of everything that I've ever been recommended by friends and random people, this might be number one, and I haven't gotten hooked on it yet. Formula One racing.
Oh. You know, it's huge in so many parts of the world, and I feel like we're not on, like, for some reason, the United States doesn't seem to be as enthusiastic about it.
I don't know, man. I know a lot of Americans that are pushing this F1 narrative on to me. Someone, the texter said, Drive to Survive on Netflix is what got me into it.
Nice.
I think that's what got, like, the Ted Smith.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
big into it. I think our friend Gregor from The End, he's big into it as well.
It's a whole thing.
And they talk about it with such enthusiasm, and they tell good stories about what's going on. It sounds like it's like a reality show within a racing world.
A very expensive racing world.
But I was just like, it still hasn't hit me.
No, I'm not there yet.
What about you, though? What's something new that you're into?
So mine is always like food related, and it happened once many, many years ago with Eggs Benedict, where I was like, what have I been eating for breakfast up until this point? And I just got obsessed with Eggs Benedict. Now the new one for me is mole sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Like if I go out for Mexican food and they have mole, like I have to try the mole.
No, I'm probably a very simpleton, but it's a chocolate-based sauce, right?
Typically, yes.
Yeah.
And I went to this place up in Mount Vernon called Koa, and I had their mole sauce, and I was like, this is a revelation. I don't know what I've been eating, just regular tacos and burritos. Like, I need to get this mole sauce in my body.
There's a place, I can't pronounce the name of the place, but there's a place in Broward that's an incredible Mexican food place, and I remember going in there, and they were known for their mole sauce, and I didn't know what mole meant or anything, so I asked my buddy, and they were like, it's like chocolate. I'm like, I don't want chocolate in my burrito, and I almost ordered the food and said, take the mole sauce off of it, but buddy's like, you're getting it with the mole sauce. You're going to try it. And it was amazing.
It was life-changing for me. I'm like, I don't know. I'm on a quest to try all the mole.
But I was such a freaking idiot. I'm like, I want a chocolate burrito.
Scrape that off.
Let's go get a Choco Taco while we're at it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, you learned something new about your five-year-old, Tatum. What happened?
I thought I had at least another, like, maybe 8 years before I had to worry about this.
Uh-oh.
Tatum has a boyfriend.
Yeah!
What?
Wait.
At school?
Yes.
Oh, what? Boy.
Of course, five-year-old boyfriends are a little bit different than, I think, you know, 15-year-old boyfriends. But I get home, and Sid's like, ask Tatum about her boyfriend. And I'm like, well, let me get my phone out and ask these questions because, you know, I can't do it just like a regular person.
Wow.
I got to secretly record her as and you can hear it's kind of adorable because like she gets like kind of shy about it. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is just the sign of things to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
are you guys ready?
Yes.
What was your friend at school?
Lucas.
Who's Lucas?
Who is this Lucas kid, and what does he want from you? Probably juice boxes and snacks.
A boy.
He's a boy?
Yeah.
And why is Lucas your friend?
Because he sees him and he likes him.
Because he's cute and you like him?
Yeah.
What makes him cute?
I don't know.
Is he nice?
Yeah.
All right, so
because
far I have
he's
no reason.
Cute.
I have no reason to be concerned. He's nice.
I had to have a talk with her about not being looks obsessed. I'm like, look at your mom. She decided to not worry about looks and the great person that she found when looks did not matter.
You are punching above your weight class, Steve.
Yes. Way above. So, of course, I did what any good dad would do, and I got in my car and I went to Lucas's house.
Oh!
Knocked on the door and I said, Lucas, are you prepared to pay for my child preschool? And if you're not, this relationship's not going to work out.
Oh, no.
You know, you said she had a boyfriend and I for a second thought you were going to say Dogman.
Dogman. Lucas better like Dogman. You know what? I'll ask her today. Tell me more about this Lucas kid. Is he like Dogman or is he more of like a Captain Underpants kind of guy?
Oh, yeah. It really depends on your interests, you know?
It is funny like how like that's... her idea of what a boyfriend is because he's a boy.
Yeah, and a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says boy like Flavor Flav in Public Enemy songs. Yeah, she's always like boy. And I'm like, never stop saying it that way, please.
The Daily Mix Show.
The comedian Aaron Weber is going viral on social media because he was sharing a story about the time that he came to Seattle.
I went to a baseball game out there. I left the stadium. There's a hot dog stand right outside. So I walk up. I said, I would like a hot dog. And the guy goes, what do you want on it? And I was just in a, you know, I wasn't ready to answer that. So I was, do it. I told the guy to do it. And he looked like.
That sounds like something that we would do while drunk.
Yeah.
Just do it, man.
Do the thing.
Just do what you do best. It's funny, though. I saw this yesterday and then had a few friends from the East Coast, from my New York buddies, are like, have you seen this? I'm like, so, and he's in town this weekend.
Yes.
I was like, this is such a strange thing that it's all of a sudden trending and it's all about Seattle.
He'd been ready for somebody to say that. He goes, my friend, I got you. And I watch him. He takes the hot dog bun. This guy starts putting cream cheese on the bun. I was like, you're crazy. Why do you have that back there? That's not even a hot dog ingredient. He goes, my friend, trust me. And then he starts putting browned onions on top of that hot dog. I go, there's no way this is good. It was the best hot dog I've ever had. I've thought about it. I've told a lot of people about this hot dog. I've evangelized this place all over North America. If I find out you're going to Seattle, I'll send you the coordinates of this hot dog stand. That's the impact it's had on me. Anyway, the whole reason I bring that up.
It's funny, because do you remember the first time you had a Seattle dog?
Oh, yeah. And I thought, absolutely, there's no way that I will enjoy this.
I was outside the Showbox, and this is like over 20 years ago. I remember my buddy Jeff, I was in a band with. It was like one of my first bands when I first came out here. And we went out and had some drinks. Like, you need to have a cream cheese hot dog. I'm like, no, I don't. Absolutely not. And like, wow. We argued about this, and then he finally bought it for me. I'm like, well, I'm kind of broke, and he was doing pretty well for him. So I'm like, all right, I'll eat it because it's free. And just like this guy, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten.
It's pretty. I make them at home now. Like, that's how much I love them.
I thought it was a drunk thing, and then I tried it sober. I'm like, nope, it's still good sober as well.
It's because a few months ago, this is 2 years later, I'm back in Seattle. I went to another baseball game. I didn't care about the game. I left in the second inning. I'm trying to find that hot dog stand, right? And it's in the same spot. And I walk up, I promise y'all, same dude from 2 years ago. I'll never forget his eyes. And I look right at him and I go, hey, dude, you're not going to remember me. I've been thinking about you for 2 years. I came in, I think I was in a mood. Maybe you were in a mood. I don't know. I said, do it. You did it. You put cream cheese on a hot dog. I've never seen that before in my life. Can you do that for me again? He looks at me all weird. He goes, my friend, are you talking about the Seattle dog? And he points at the menu above his head. I didn't see the menu 2 years ago. There's one item on the menu of this hot dog stand. It's the Seattle dog. A hot dog with, you guessed it, cream cheese.
So great.
It's the best. I've seen some people, though, they say that the Seattle dog also includes jalapenos. I don't know if that's the right way.
I have had it that way as well. Also awesome.
You recommend that?
100%.
All right. Well, that's my controversy, is I'm like, I don't know that the jalapeno belongs.
Well, don't put a ton of jalapenos on it, but like a couple, just add a little spice to it.
You know what? I haven't tried it that way, Steve, so I guess I will before I knock it.
Yeah, before you get all
judgy.
Before
I knock it any further.
Try and get a little spicy. They got everybody at some point experienced the Seattle dog, and it was just like, wow, I never thought this. And then when you tell people, they have the same reaction, like, that just sounds terrible, but it's very unique to Seattle.
And then it will change your life. And so, because Seattle is known for this Seattle dog, and many outside of the PNW are a little bit thrown off by this whole cream cheese on a hot dog thing, we know for a fact that this is not the only thing that makes the PNW unique.
I think about when I first moved out here, I did not realize how popular like teriyaki and Thai food places. Like we just had Chinese food on the East Coast.
Really?
And then I came out here, I'm like, where's a good Chinese food place? And they're like, I don't know, but you should go to this Thai food place. I'm like, there's a Thai food place on every corner when I first moved out here. It felt that way.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them. Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.